Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Lantronics, maker of the XPrint server. Print from your iPad, iPhone, or any iOS device to virtually any printer. For more information, visit XPrintServer.com/TWiT and enter the coupon code TWiT to receive free shipping on your order. Everybody, I'm Sarah Lane. Welcome to episode 15 of i5 for the iPhone, a show for the iOS fans like you and me and Brian, who's running our board today. Hey, Brian. Every week we cover five topics from the newest apps to utterly helpful tips and tricks and, of course, the week's iPhone news. Let's hit it! Number one, move over, Siri, because there's a new game in town, and it's called Google Voice Search. This is actually a big update to Google's search app, which you might already have installed on your iPhone. If you didn't already, now's the time, and here's why it's cool. You can ask questions and watch as Google makes sense of what you're saying in real time. The answers come in pretty quick with a voice that's actually a little bit more human-sounding than Siri, if I'm being honest. For example, you can ask about the weather. What's the weather going to be like tomorrow?
The forecast for Petaluma tomorrow is 68 degrees and clear.
Or about sports scores. Did the Lakers lose last night?
The Lakers beat the Pistons 108-79.
Or a phone number. What's the number for Petaluma Market?
The telephone number for Petaluma Market is 707-762-5464.
Voice search is good with math, too, like conversion rates or stock market numbers. Or try language translations. How do I say I'm so hungry in French?
Here is your translation.
And of course, there's a little humor built in, too. Who am I?
Oh no, did you forget your name?
The Googlers do love their Easter eggs. It's not perfect. I was able to stump it a few times, but overall, pretty solid app and very snappy and also extremely free. Number two, we're now getting to that time of year where a lot of us need holiday gift ideas for our special people. Here's one that's thoughtful and it's very personal, but definitely not too expensive. A photo book! But not just any photo book. This is called Mosaic, which is an app that creates a photo book right on your iPhone. 20 photos for $20 and delivered in just 4 days. So here's how it works. You choose your 20 photos from your camera rolls on your iPhone. If you change your mind, you can just flick a photo off of the collection. It's very easy. When you're done, Mosaic will randomly generate a mosaic of some of these photos for the front cover. It's a nice hardback. You can rotate through them until you're happy with how you think it'll look. Then you enter your shipping and your payment information. Shipping is another $5, by the way, and at least for now, Mosaic is only shipping within the U.S. But it's really easy to throw together as long as you've got good photos to choose from. The app's smooth, it's easy to use, I really like it. And since my mosaic will be delivered in just 4 days, I'll have it for the next episode, and we can all decide how the finished product looks. Number three, ever since I discovered emoji, you know, those are the picture characters originating in Japan, but now very, very popular for texting, communicating with my friends has gotten a lot more creative and often a lot sillier. Emojis are great. They're also built into iOS, so you just need to turn them on. If you haven't already and you feel like you're missing out, here's what you do. You go into your settings, you tap General, you scroll down and tap Keyboard, then you tap Keyboards. This is where you can add a variety of international keyboards to your layout choices. And hey, emoji is one of those international keyboards. Once it's added, once you're back in keyboard mode and you want to type something, just tap the globe icon to toggle emoji on and off. Here's something interesting, though. Mac Rumors is hearing from developers of third-party apps who say they're getting notices from Apple that their apps are being pulled from the App Store because they're no longer needed to support emoji because iOS 6 itself supports it now. And in some cases, the apps aren't even really focused on emoji at all. The word is just listed under their features, so they're getting flagged. That would be annoying if I was a third-party developer who's like, I don't even really have an emoji app. But then again, it's not very surprising that Apple doesn't want an app that replicates what iOS Self already offers. If you do have an emoji app downloaded that you love, keep in mind it could be pulled from the App Store if it hasn't been already and then be impossible to restore unless you have it backed up via iTunes. And if you hate emojis and don't care about any of this, that's okay too, because we're moving on. We'd like to take a moment to thank Lantronics, maker of the XPrint server, for sponsoring this episode. I cannot tell you how many times I've emailed files and documents to myself from my iPhone to another computer because I don't have an easy way to print straight from my phone. Does that sound familiar? It's really frustrating, right? But no need to be frustrated any longer. XPrint server enables wireless printing from your iPad, your iPhone, or even your iPod Touch. No apps, no software to install, and best of all, it works with a USB or network printer you already have. Just open it up, plug it in, and print. The Home Edition is $99 and supports up to 8 USB and 2 network printers. For unlimited network printers, you'll want the Network Edition for $149. It's perfect for a home or office. You've got printers, you've got iOS devices, and from now on, they're all compatible. Go to xprintserver.com/twit for more information and to buy. And we've got a special offer. Use the coupon code TWIT to receive free shipping on your order. Remember, visit xprintserver.com/twit and at checkout, enter the coupon code TWIT. Number four. Okay, so this mystery company sells books and music and electronics. Sells pretty much everything, actually, including iPhones. Did you guess that I was talking about Amazon? If so, add another category to the list because Amazon's making apps too. In fact, the first app from Amazon Game Studios is called Air Patriots, and it's great. You control a squadron of planes and you make them fly by drawing paths on a map. The goal is to kill all the tanks. Kill all the tanks. It's super fun. Air Patriots starts out a little slow. I was like, wow, I'm extremely good at this. But then it really gets complicated and you have to try really hard. As you level up, you have access to more planes, more weapons, and as you move along, your strategy improves. I'm actually not very good at this game. That much is pretty obvious, but I love the planning aspect of gunning down rows of tanks and taking back my battlefield. Yeah! The graphics look great on my iPhone 5, too, to get back to that. I'm not sure how good the game would be for kids because there's not only a lot of precision required, but there's that whole weapon thing to keep in mind. But if you're looking for a fun little game that doesn't have a huge learning curve and you don't want to spend a dime, Air Patriots gets my vote. Number five, finally, a little awesome viewer feedback from the best people in the world. We got a good Dutch tip from Ken in Chesapeake, Virginia. He writes, after upgrading my iPhone 4S, I was playing with the new camera button on the lock screen and found something kind of cool. Everybody knows that when you swipe up on the camera button, the lock screen slides up to show the camera app. But did you know that when you're done taking the picture, if you swipe down, the lock screen slides back into place? That is a great tip when time is of the essence. Thank you, Ken. Sandra has another tip when battery life is of the essence. She writes, Mophie hasn't yet made a battery pack for the iPhone 5. My iPhone 5 was out of power during the hurricane, and I had a Mophie case for my iPhone 4S. So I plugged in a 30-pin adapter inside the case and slipped in my phone onto the lightning end, and presto, it worked. So this is a good workaround until Mophie comes up with theirs. Great hack, Sandra. She also mentions that the top of the Mophie case obviously isn't going to fit back on in this solution, but it's a genius way to extend your iPhone's battery life by a lot. And we're glad you're safe. That'll do it for this episode of i5 for the iPhone. To links to everything we talk about, to subscribe to the show, totally free, or catch up on episodes 1 through 14, which would be something like 140 minutes of the best show ever, what's not to like? Just visit us at twit.tv/i5. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-i5. Or send us a video with an app review of your own. We'll try to play it on a future show. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you next week.